Yeah, the Ventura District.
Do I have to say it again?
Okay.
All right. Kid, we'll now go with the Pledge of Allegiance. Tony, will you lead us?
On heart, I pledge allegiance
To
to
the
the
flag
flag
of the
of the
United
United
States
States
of
of
America
America
and
and
to
to
the
the
republic
republic
for
for
which
which
it
it
stands,
stands,
one
one
nation,
nation,
indivisible,
indivisible,
with
liberty
liberty
and
and
justice
justice
for
for all.
all.
All right. Thank you. Can I have roll call, please? Commissioner Rainey.
Present.
Commissioner Brennan.
Here.
Commissioner Gardena.
Here.
And Commissioner Bloomberg.
Here virtually.
Thank you.
All right. Do we have a motion to adopt the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Do we need to do a roll call?
We do not.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Right. Any opposed?
Oh, you're right.
I thought
Yeah,
so.
you're
I'm
right.
not going to
Wait,
get the
I
record.
apologize.
The roll call vote's going to throw it
It's
off.
every
And
time.
every time. All right, roll call. Commissioner Rainey.
Aye.
Commissioner Brennan.
Aye.
Vice Chair Gardena.
Yes.
Chair Blumenberg.
Yes.
Vote carries 4-0.
All right. Approval of the minutes. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Have a roll call. Commissioner Rainey.
Yes.
Commissioner Brennan.
Yes.
Vice Chair Gardena.
Yes.
And Chair Blumenberg.
Yes.
Vote carries 4-0.
Right. I'm going to welcome public communications. This is a time for the public to come forward for any items not on today's agenda.
I have no public speakers.
Okay, seeing none, we're going to close public communications and I'll ask for the closed session report.
Thank you. A closed session was held to discuss each of the items on the closed session agenda. The board discussed with staff those items set forth, took direction from staff, or the staff took direction from the board. No action was taken. That's reportable under the Brown Act.
Thank you. So, board communications, this is a time for commissioners to present any reports about anything in relation to the board or the port.
Jackie, let me say that I've just completed 3 days at the California Marine Affairs and Navigation Conference with along with Todd Mitchell, our business operations manager. The focus of CMANC, as it's known, is on dredging and how we work with the Army Corps of Engineers to get that. And we all, I think, appreciate how critical that is to our port district. But we during this last 3 days, we had meetings with Senator Padilla's staff. We had a meeting with Congressman Carvajal himself. We met with the Office of Management and Budget, which starts the president's budget. We got some insight into the 2024 budget that's coming out on March 9th. We talked to the Army Corps and talked to them about their process for awarding contracts. We met with representatives from the dredge company, specifically Manson. One of the principals of Manson was here, and we got to reiterate multiple times how important it is that that Manson dredge move up from Channel Island and then stays in Ventura to get a meaningful amount of sediment out of our sand trap and out of the channel before it gets moved back down to Oceanside. So I think we had plenty of opportunities to talk to national leaders about that. I think they heard us. In addition to the dredging discussions, we also had some good presentations and discussions about grant opportunities associated with the Bipartisan Infrastructure Act that was recently passed in late 20, I think it was late 2021. And then we culminated the week with discussions with the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management about new wind leases in California and how that's going to play out. So it was an interesting 3 days, and I'm ready to come home tomorrow. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Anyone else?
I'll be quick. I'll have more information next meeting, but Beacon is going to be hosting this annual sand summit with talking about the sand and dredging from the three harbors in Ventura, and we'll include Santa Barbara Harbor also this time around. So I'll have more report next meeting.
Thanks, Brian.
Brian, you don't have dates yet for that?
We're looking middle to late April.
Okay, thanks.
Staff and general manager reports.
Thank you. First off, we had our annual Village Tenant Celebration. 21 businesses were in attendance. 39 people attended the event. And our thanks to Commissioner Stevens, not here tonight, for assisting with presentations for the event. And special thanks to Deep Sea Wine Tasting Room for hosting the event. Initially, we looked at outside, and that wasn't going to work out so well. So we had a much better venue inside Deep Sea. It was a very, very nice event. That's to celebrate our tenants, both new and existing. We had five businesses and owners were highlighted. New businesses On the Alley and Deep Sea Wine Tasting Room. New owners, Frenchie's Modern Nail Salon, Treasure Cove, and Ventura Dive and Sport. There were two Village businesses recognized with five-year milestones, a 10-year award for Mermaid Gallery, and 20 years with Coastal Cone and The Parlor. All Village businesses in attendance were treated to breakfast, given a bouquet of flowers, and a small gift for their participation. During the month of February, the Harbor commissioned black chalk artist and regular harbor creator Randall Williams for a piece depicting author, poet, scholar, activist, and performer Maya Angelou with her quote, "Let nothing dim the light that shines from within," in celebration of Black History Month. She played an integral role in the civil rights movement and continues to inspire with the beauty of her words. On February 16th, the Ventura Harbor hosted a speaker from Surfrider Foundation to present the criteria and details to obtaining an ocean-friendly restaurant program certification with the Surfrider Foundation. Vice Chair Gardena and Commissioner Stevens were in attendance and participated with that, along with six of our harbor restaurants: Harbor Cove Cafe, Andrea's, On the Alley, Brophy Brothers, Boatyard Pub, Baja Bay Surf and Taco. And lastly, as it is March, the annual March Mermaid Month has started, which features 2 days of events plus live entertainment, selfie stations throughout the month, plus many merchant offerings and specials. The first event is the Saturday, March 4th from noon to 3, with a variety of activities and fun to bring visitors down to the Harbor Village, including a Surfrider Foundation Ventura chapter booth to share important information with kids and families to keep our beaches and oceans clean. With that, Madam Vice Chair, that concludes my report.
All right. Wonderful. Any questions? All right. Thank you, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we are now moving to the consent agenda, where we have the approval of a new office lease agreement with the Boatyard, Inc. Do I have a motion?
If there's no public comment, I'll move the item.
A second.
There is no public
comment. Thank you. All right. So we have to do a roll call vote.
Commissioner Rainey?
Yes.
Commissioner Brennan?
Yes.
Vice Chair Gardena?
Yes.
Chair Blumenberg?
Yes.
Vote carries 4-0.
Right. That moves us to the standard agenda, which is an update on the state of emergency due to the atmospheric river rain events in January 2023.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Vice Chair. We're going to pull up our PowerPoint that we've been using here over the last several meetings to provide updates regarding the disaster response. And what we've done here is in our board report, the written report, we've included sort of a status of activities and then updated that with each meeting. On our slide here, we've sort of pulled out, you know, what are the most recent things that have occurred with staff and with our communications with state and federal officials. So actions taken since the February 15th board meeting, the soundings that we referred to, that's taking measurements of how much sand material are in and around the sand trap and the harbor entrance channel. That were taken on February 8th, identified additional sand that could be removed and relocated to the beaches. Of course, weather conditions, debris, schedule, permitting. John, the latest on that is Manson is intending to begin to mobilize this next week. Is that about correct?
They started bringing equipment today. They'll bring pipe tomorrow. Their repairs are expected to last on the dredge itself up until the 8th, weather permitting. They would come the 9th. So they're starting the mobilization presently.
Now. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So roughly starting 9th or 10th is the current schedule again. A lot of factors come into play.
Correct. Weather dependent, they'll be here on the 9th.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Follow-up meeting was held with CORE on February 15th to discuss the sounding results and met with D.C. Army Corps on February 27th. Chair Blumenberg was involved in that since it was a Zoom meeting. I was able to participate here as well with that. So additional communication with CORE about the needs, the issues, and some of the impacts related to the storm events. Congressman Salute Carbajal submitted a February 16th letter to the Corps on behalf of the district. So that came right a day after the last board meeting regarding our dredging needs. Very appreciative of how closely he and his team have monitored situation here in Ventura and provided that support to us. We have now completed working with Jessica Snipes and with John and our team. We have filed what's known as a request for public assistance or an RPA, which is the first step of the process to apply for public assistance on the declared event that was submitted to FEMA via its grants portal on February 23rd. I think the deadline was the 25th for that. And we had requested as part of that application an in-person meeting with staff, and that will be coming up next week. They called, I think, within less than 24 hours and responded to our request, and we've set up a meeting to meet on March 7th to further discuss our application and the next steps in the process. So those are the updates. This is a picture I took this afternoon. I had Ms. Snipes check the dates of the declared disaster, which was through the end of January. We're going to continue to document conditions here. Never know if they may extend that event. We're going to continue to track various costs. Sergio and his team have been working to begin to remove sand, prioritize walkways, ADA, path of travel, parking lots, you know, anything that normally will get people from the street into the parking lot, into and onto the beach areas, we're prioritizing in terms of clearing sand. It's interesting, right? So the sand is not where we want it. And, you know, it's moved from the beaches and continues to move into other areas like this, which impacts. This is one of our wood retaining fences that runs the perimeter there, and it's stacked up completely along the edge there. So Sergio's working with contractors on that and working on a plan to abate some of this sand, which hopefully can be reused, much smaller quantities here, but can be reused as part of the sand that's been lost on the beach areas. So. And I think we still have some ongoing repairs through Sergio's team on the launch ramp and some minor building repairs and so on that have been taking place. So that is our report. You have a pretty good group of the team here that's been involved in this on a daily basis and here to answer any questions that you may have.
Great. Thank you. Questions, comments? Great. So before we move forward, I'll see if there's any public communications. Then I will close public communications. Do I have a motion on standard agenda item number one?
I'll move the item as presented.
Second.
Roll call vote.
Commissioner Rainey?
Yes.
Commissioner Brennan?
Yes.
Vice Chair Gardena?
Yes.
Chair Blumenberg?
Yes.
Vote carries 4-0.
I believe that concludes the agenda for March 1st, 2023.
That is correct.
6:13 p.m.
6:13 p.m.
Dean Freeman's now jealous. He held the record for the shortest, I think.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
We did. It feels like about 9:30.
We did executive director's drive time.
Yeah. Well.